United Nations Security Council has strongly condemned North Korea's, quote, highly provocative launch of a missile which flew over Japan, demanding that Pyongyang immediately halt such actions.
So we made a statement, a press statement by the President of the Security Council condemning the recent launch, calling on the DPRK to stop it, and also, which is important, again reiterating the need for a political and diplomatic solution of the crisis, an early one.
What's next, Ambassador, if there are more further provocations?
Russia's ambassador to the UN, Vasily Nebenzia, also stressed a need for diplomatic and political solution to the crisis. Launch was carried out just 3 weeks after a first missile overflew Japan and less than 2 weeks after Pyongyang's sixth and biggest nuclear test. U.S. and its allies argued tougher sanctions can force North Korea to curb its nuclear and missile programs. North, however, says it needs the technology to respond to U.S. provocations in the region. And now we're joined out of San Francisco by Mr. Scott Bennett, former U.S. Army Psychological Warfare Officer. Hello, Mr. Bennett. Thanks for joining us on the program, sir. Now, your thoughts on this narrative that the U.S. still employs, that sanctions are going to result in the North toning down its nuclear and missile program. Heck, it hasn't worked for decades. Why is it going to work now?
Well, you're right on the money. It hasn't worked for decades, and it's not going to work now. To quote my great mentor, Dr. Robert Sharp of Founder Church University, who was a Korean War vet, Dr. Sharp had said, there's only one solution to this, and that is the complete denuclearization, de-weaponization, and unification of the North and South under the management of the three great superpowers of the world, that is China, Russia, and the United States. Essentially, the United Nations doesn't matter because they're a puppet, they're a tool used by the United States to enforce its policies under the illusion of global leadership, global management. But the only parties that really matter are China, Russia, and the United States, and they need to commit themselves to de-weaponization, denuclearization of Korea, unifying the peninsula, and reuniting the North Koreans and the South Koreans like a family that was divided, like the Western Germans and the Eastern Germans were reunited after World War II. And, you know, this is also a tactic that's employed by Great Britain, Israel, and the West, is to divide ethnicities and countries and cultures and sects of religion, similar to what the West has done to the Shia and the Sunni. There's nothing that the Israelis celebrate more than causing the Shia and the Sunni to fight against each other and be each other's throats. Well, that's the same tactic that's been employed since 1949 by Truman, by dividing the North and the South. So it's been a failed policy ever since 1949. And now is the time that President Trump can serve as a leader by inviting China and Russia to join him at the table to peaceably and respectfully discuss the best options that don't include nuclear war, that do not include an increase in weaponization and the increase of hostilities. And the reason that North Korea is exercising missile drills is it's showing the West that it will not be conquered or enslaved or divided or chopped up or radiated like Libya, like Syria, like Iraq was.
And you know, Scott, I mean, we hear this out of Washington, and multiple administrations have echoed the sentiment that all options are on the table with respect to the North. Well, why isn't the one option that the North wants, which is to see a tone down of these maneuvers off its soil, close to its soil, that's the one option it wants? It just wants to see less provocation from the U.S. in, you know, inserting itself right there on the denuclearized that little military zone there. So the little border I'm talking about. So why is that not an option when all options are on the table?
Well, I think you just stated better than any American statesman or State Department diplomat has been able to do in the last 50 years. You just stated exactly precisely what happens and needs to happen. There needs to be a peaceful peace settlement finally at the 38th parallel, which was the dividing point after the Korean War. And there needs to be a respectful dialogue, not an arrogant, professorial, downward-looking bellicose lecture, which the United States is delusionally obsessed with trying to position itself in the world as the schoolmaster, and everyone else is a retarded student who doesn't know how to read or write. And that's just not the case in the unipolar world we have today. And sadly, the Congress in the United States is equally as retarded. That's why it has a 12% rate of positivity amongst the American people. But President Trump is demonstrating he's not a Republican or a Democrat, so let him further that demonstration of leadership by coming to China and Russia, not trying to intimidate Russia or China, not threatening China with cutting them off with a Western economic system, but saying, let us work together to achieve a peaceful solution that involves the United States pulling out all of its military from the Korean Peninsula in exchange for Russia and China and the United States to keep the line, keep the peace, and manage a reunification of Korea that is going to be beneficial for North and South Korea. The United States has all the leverage to do it because it's got all of the military in a country that it has no interest to the American people. This only destabilizes the region. And the United States has to come to grips that this is not 1949. This is a new era, a new unipolar world, and we have to approach and diplomatically communicate with the rest of the world on an equal footing, a respectful footing, not an arrogant, we are commanders of the world and you'll listen and do what we say. No, that doesn't work. It never has worked and it never will work. And if Trump gets that, then the Russians and the Chinese will not only be very effective in helping manage this problem and develop a solution, but the United States itself will blossom into a new renaissance.
Thank you, Scott, for joining us once again on the program. Out of San Francisco, Mr. Scott Bennett, former U.S. Army Psychological Warfare Officer.